Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Three Martini Lunch. In for Greg Corumbus, I'm Brett Witterble, joined as always by National Review Online's Jim Garrity. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Doing good, Brett.
Man, what a slow news week, huh?
Nothing going on. Yeah, no, look, this way. We've had lots of, you know, busy news week, but this is the first, like, feels kind of good news week in a while.
A good martini week, an entire week worth of good martinis, right? Let's start with the good martini right out of the box. While the president continues to saber rattle or amnesty rattle from the White House, it appears the Republicans are plotting their own little move in terms of defunding the intended Obama amnesty. Do tell.
Yeah. So there's already a letter being sent by six senators to Harry Reid, who is the majority leader for just a little while longer, but not for long, saying that they will use all procedural means necessary to fight an executive order quasi-amnesty action by the president. Now, a couple of interesting ways. This is from some of the usual suspects: Ted Cruz, Mike Crapo of Idaho, Mike Lee of Utah, Jeff Sessions of Alabama, David Vitter of Louisiana, and oh, by the way, Pat Roberts of Kansas, who so many conservatives were really mad at. So, you know, good tough fight, tough primary fights, and tough reelection bids. All of a sudden, you know, gets Roberts on the stick here. I think, you know, that the other thing they're talking about is that, look, the Republicans now control Congress. They control the purse strings. And so whatever Obama wants to do, the Congress can say, look, they can either, you know, say this specifically in the appropriations bill, or they can simply pass a resolution saying, look, no, you know, provision of any spending bill can be used to do, you know, enact the quasi-amnesty idea. We will see how, you know, whether Obama decides to, you know, say, well, I'm going to do it anyway and create some sort of constitutional crisis. The other really intriguing thought to keep in mind as this becomes the big fight on Capitol Hill, probably from now until the rest of the year and maybe even into the beginning of the next year, our good friend and the amusing and smart blogger Ace of Spades is saying, look, the public, you know, Obama likes to run around talking about how he's the king of deportations and all that stuff. And in fact, he really isn't. But there's a, you know, the country thinks Obama is already enforcing immigration law. If he runs around and says, hey, you know what, I've decided a whole bunch of illegal immigrants can stay in the country, let's put that before the public. Let's see how they react to that, because they're some really convinced that this is a absolute winner. I don't think, when you look at the reaction to the children coming across the border earlier this summer, I don't think this is the slam dunk political winner that the Obama administration is convinced of. I don't know, understand why, you know, that why they're so convinced that handing out work permits and social security numbers and other things like that to a bunch of people who are in the country illegally is what, you know, the public is clamoring for. And so I think, you know, by the way, how'd you like to be Mary Landrieu at that moment?
Ooh, ugly, yeah. Ugly situation there.
Yeah. So I, you know, in a way, this may not be the you know, like, on the one, policy wise, it's terrible. And we do kind of have an out of control executive. But I think this is the first sign is that there's some spine in these congressional Republicans, and they're going to, you know, do everything they can to stop this.
Well, all right. That is certainly a very good sign and a very good martini at that. And we will continue to monitor the situation, as I'm sure this thing is going to heat up and be front page news for the next number of weeks. Well, I see the server bringing us the bad martini. This is an international martini. This is a martini that hails both from Washington, D.C. and Tehran, as Barack Obama, in the middle of last month, penned a letter to Ali Khamenei, the supreme leader of Iran, a Dear Mullah letter. What's he doing?
You know, if I thought that a alliance with Iran would really be a successful effort to deal with ISIS, I might be open to it. A good portion of this is just an absolute lack of faith in the Obama administration's ability to manage this alliance. They've already managed to basically pants us in every round of the nuclear program negotiations. We keep giving them, you know, serious concessions today for promises of concessions and changes down the road. And the idea, you know, my understanding is that, you know, this, you know, Wall Street Journal coverage suggests Mr. Obama's letter also sought to assuage Iran's concerns about the future of its close ally, President Bashar al-Assad of Syria. Now, didn't we say Assad had to go?
Yes. It was a red line, I believe.
He crossed a red line? And weren't we like right on the edge of bombing him like a year ago? And now we're saying, no, no, don't worry, Iran. We're going to keep him in power. Like, granted, ISIS is really bad too, and perhaps a more direct threat to Americans. But you know, if you want to know why our allies are not feeling reassured by us, and why our enemies are not particularly intimidated by us or fear crossing us, is that we're completely changing our viewpoint on this 180 degrees and also sending them secret notes and all that stuff. And the idea that the U.S. is engaged in secret diplomacy with Iran just isn't reassuring, considering the American people have a right to know what's being done in their name.
It's insane. It's bizarre. It's confusing. And somehow we have ended up on the fourth side of this war somehow.
Maybe
it's just it is just strange. All right. Well, this is a cannabis infused martini coming our way. The crazy martini, as the Pentagon is struggling to keep our soldiers off of pot. Huh?
When I think of the many adjectives that could be used to describe the excellent men and women of the U.S. military, brave, strong, determined, having compassionate, doing strong conscience, I would say very moral in attempting to differentiate between civilian and combatant and things like that.
Sure.
Relaxed is not a term. That's to mind. And I, on the one hand, they have extremely tough jobs, I kind of want them to have the best equipment, the best facilities, the best they could possibly get. I just don't know if I want a U.S. military really, really craving snack foods at a critical moment. And so I can't say – this is a little unnerving because of all the jobs that I would not want someone kind of laid back and just feeling grooving and saying, hey, have you ever really looked at your hand? I mean, if you're looking at your hand, it's not on your trigger now, is it?
This is a bizarre situation. I mean, if we need to coordinate artillery fire, high is probably not an important component there, Jim Garrett.
Yeah, wasn't aim high like the Air Force slogan for a while?
An army of one doobie.
Yes,
This is insane. You look at this and you go, okay, I get it. It's a new world. It's a brave new world. But man, the fact that the Pentagon's got to struggle with handling military people on weed is just too darn much to accept. Well, listen, three very interesting martinis, a very good one, and the Republicans deciding to push back and at least begin to make the moves to preemptively challenge the president if he decides to go the executive amnesty route. And certainly Ace of Spades raised a great point by pointing out that, let's see what happens here, because the American people are not behind this effort. The very bad martini, which is Obama's Dear Mullah letter to Ali Khamenei in Iran, saying, hey, we can work it out. We can get it together. And then finally, a crazy slash high martini in which the Pentagon struggles to keep its soldiers, our brave men and women, off of wacky weed. Well, Jim, it's been a heck of a week. I can't wait to see what comes down the pipeline next week as Greg Corumbus gets back behind the microphone with you. And you guys knock out another great week of the Three Martini Lunch. Have a great weekend, man.
Always enjoy it, Brett. Take care.
Always fun. I'm Brett Witterbull. That's Jim Garrity from National Review Online. This is the Three Martini Lunch. Have a great weekend, everybody.